Now, as I've said here before, and I'll repeat this for the last time in this wonderful hall, the real problem of man is that he is born 12 years too soon. The human being cannot take care of himself for 12 years. He is therefore under the protection of parents. And a psychological attitude is established of dependency. Suddenly then, about puberty time, the dependent one is expected to become self-responsible, to become an adult, no longer dependent. This involves a total transformation of all the response systems. A stimulus should no longer leave a response or stimulate a response of dependency. Where is daddy? To whom do I turn for advice? Who is going to punish me? One must assume an attitude of self-responsible action. Now, in our own world, what we tend to do, what is being tended, is to project the parent onto the society and to blame the society. Freud tells us to blame our parents. Many of our sociologists are telling us to blame the society. For instance, one reads, and I've read a good deal of it lately, it's impossible to be a harmonious human being unless you live in a harmonious society. That's postponing the issue. You haven't assumed the responsibility for your own life. The responsible adult is one who says it sits here, the response. Or a person may say, oh, I'm having a tough time because people don't like people with curly hair, or something like that. This is nonsense. You've got to live in the world as is, not wait for it to be as it ought to have been for you, but live out of your own impulse. And then after you have learned to live according to the way of the society, you begin to get old, and the society has to help you out. And the mythology has to do this. Normally, when one has reached maturity and is beginning to grow a little old, one retires and moves into the stage known as that of the nervous breakdown. The energies have gone inside and the individual doesn't know how to handle them. Well, if in the old childhood days one had been trained properly to understand the forms of the unconscious, as one would if a mythology had been communicated, you would return to the mythic forms and go out easily. So here is what the mythologies have to do. They have to be total, they have to awaken a sense of awe and gratitude for life, they have to give a way of viewing the world so that it renders that to us, they have to harmonize us with our social group, reconcile us to our social group, reconcile us to ourselves, not wish for another somewhere else, and finally, help us in those stages of development.